United Nations Security Council has imposed tough new sanctions on North Korea in response to its latest ballistic missile test. The resolution passed unanimously, and it aims to ban nearly 90% of refined petroleum products to the rogue regime. For more, I spoke to our North America correspondent, Stephanie March, a short time ago. Steph, what did the Security Council pass today?
So this comes after the most recent test of an intercontinental ballistic missile that is capable of reaching the US mainland. And what the sanctions that were passed unanimously by the 15-member Security Council today call for is a ban on nearly 90% of refined petroleum products going into North Korea. It caps crude oil at 4 million barrels a year, and it demands the repatriation of all North Koreans working abroad to return home in 24 months' time from now. So that could have a significant impact on cash flows for the struggling nation. The sanctions did fall short of what the US had been calling for. They wanted China, North Korea's main ally and trading partner, to implement a total ban on oil exports to Pyongyang and an international asset freeze on all North Korean government officials. But still, the US ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, says it does send a strong message.
Today's resolution achieves an 89% total reduction of the Kim regime's ability to import gasoline, diesel, and other refined products. And should the North Korean regime conduct another nuclear or ballistic missile test, this resolution commits the Security Council to take even further action. It sends the unambiguous message to Pyongyang that further defiance will invite further punishment and isolation.
The US ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, there. And Steph, what impact are these sanctions expected to have?
So this is the third round of sanctions that the UN has imposed on North Korea this year in an effort to try and force Pyongyang's hand towards negotiation. Now, clearly that hasn't worked. Analysts have said this could have a significant impact because the more you choke off the oil supply, the less North Korea's military can do, the more it hurts the economy. And as I mentioned, that foreign worker ban could cut off a pretty significant source of foreign currency flowing into the country. As Nikki Haley mentioned, it still gives them room to move if North Korea doesn't come to the negotiating table. But really now it's up to China, who's North Korea's closest ally and major trading partner, to implement these sanctions and to really take action when it comes to cutting off some of those oil supplies. So again, it's a case of waiting and seeing whether it does provide enough pressure to bring Pyongyang to the negotiating table to find that diplomatic solution that the US says it's still seeking.
North America correspondent Stephanie March.